This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ultra-conservative cleric Ibrahim Raisi was declared the winner Saturday of Iran's presidential election, a widely anticipated result after many political heavyweights were barred from running. Poll officials claim Raisi won 62% of the vote, with about 90% of ballots counted from Friday's election, without releasing turnout figures after three other candidates conceded defeat. Raisi is a 60-year-old who is set to take over at a critical time as Iran seeks to salvage its nuclear deal with major powers and free itself from punishing U.S. sanctions that have driven a sharp economic downturn. He is the head of the Iranian judiciary and seen as close to the 81-year-old supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has ultimate political power in Iran. Friday's voting was extended by 2 hours past the original midnight deadline amid fears of a low turnout of 50% or less. Many voters chose to stay away from the field of some 600 hopefuls, including 40 women, after it was narrowed to 7 candidates, all men, excluding an ex-president and a former parliament speaker. North Korea's state media reported Saturday Kim Jong-un has sworn to navigate his country out of a deepening economic trouble, as he concluded a major ruling party meeting, acknowledging food shortages and urging officials to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation with the United States. Kim's comments were released shortly before U.S. President Joe Biden's special representative for North Korea, Sung Kim, arrived in South Korea on Saturday for talks over stalled nuclear diplomacy with the North. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The airport in China's southern city of Shenzhen canceled hundreds of flights and tightened entry control Saturday after a single restaurant employee tested positive for the Delta coronavirus variant. Shenzhen Airport says anyone entering the facility must show a negative virus test from the last 48 hours. City officials said a 21-year-old waitress at Shenzhen's airport had been infected with the Delta variant of the virus. Shenzhen, a mainland Chinese city neighboring Hong Kong, is home to some of Asia's biggest tech companies, including telecoms equipment maker Huawei and gaming giant Tencent. Nearly 400 flights to and from the airport were canceled Friday, data from flight tracker Variant Flight showed. Dozens of flights scheduled for Saturday morning were also dropped. Crowds gathered outside a Hong Kong court early on Saturday chanting, "Release all political prisoners." Inside was the first hearing for two executives of pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily charged under the city's sweeping national security law. Some outside were holding yellow umbrellas, a symbol from the umbrella movement in 2014 that called for democracy and universal suffrage. Editor-in-chief Ryan Law and CEO Seung Him Hung were among five Apple Daily executives arrested on Thursday when 500 police raided the outlet's newsroom. They are charged with collusion with a foreign power to endanger national security and were denied bail. The other three were released on bail late Friday night. Police said dozens of the newspaper's articles were suspected of violating the contentious national security law. It's the first time media articles have been cited as potentially falling foul of the legislation. The case has drawn international criticism and raised alarm over press freedom. On Saturday, the United States marks Juneteenth for the first time as a federal holiday commemorating the end of the legal enslavement of Black Americans. U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris on Thursday signed the bill making Juneteenth the 11th federally recognized holiday. Juneteenth, or June 19th, marks the day in 1865 when a Union general informed a group of enslaved people in Texas that they had been made free 2 years earlier by President Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation during the Civil War. Concerts, rallies, art displays, and lots of food are among events planned for Juneteenth around the country. Atlanta and its metro area have been celebrating Juneteenth for years. As have other cities, parade and festivals scheduled in Atlanta on Saturday include a march starting from historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, where Martin Luther King Jr. preached and led protests for voting rights. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.